نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, and the listeners of the various radio stations, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we arrived here in KwaZulu Natal on Wednesday, and our first program was there in Stanger. We spoke about the history and the virtues of Hajj and Umrah. Then alhamdulillah, last night we were there in Avondale Muswalla, and there we spoke about Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, and we spoke about when a person stands outside and we convey salams to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, what is inside the green fence. So all that we explained in detail yesterday. And then today, Jumu'ah, we spoke about the virtues of Hajj, Umrah, and likewise the wisdom that so many great, great people perform Hajj Umrah several times. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma performed Hajj 65 times. A'taqa alfa abadin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves and he performed Umrah 1,000 times. Up and down from Medina Munawwara coming to Makkah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 55 times he performed Hajj. He was a genius. He knew that Hajj is compulsory once only. But when people asked him, why do you perform Hajj several times? He said, I found one virtue regarding Hajj, which I did not find for any other ibadat. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. When you perform Hajj and Umrah, you will see with your own eyes the nafa, the benefit that accrues to you. And we all experience that if our niyat is pure. And remember, if our niyat is pure and the money we utilize is halal, hereafter inshallah the reward will be more than we can perceive and comprehend. In this world already we will see the reward. Pirane Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, he performed Hajj 50 times. They all knew Hajj is compulsory once. However, our topic for tonight, brothers, is Ziyaratul Maqabir fil Haramain al-Sharifain. Visiting the cemeteries and the graveyard in Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. Normally, when we leave from South Africa and most parts of the world, because of the visa and so forth, so it makes it easier that we normally go to Medina Munawwara first, then we come to Makkah, then Aziziyah, then the days of Hajj, then we come to Jeddah, and then we leave, we go back home. So let's start from that point there. We are in Medina Munawwara. We read Salat and Salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We went for Ziyarat to the different places which I addressed Jummah time as well. Now one place we need to go, and the best day to go is a Friday. If you don't go on a Friday, any day you can go. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah, ghufira lahu wa kutiba barra. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Whosoever goes and visit the grave of his beloved parents, both of them or one of them on a Friday, then he is forgiven and considered as a pious son of his parents. our honorable mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, the two honorable Sayyida Zainab, all the wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are buried there in Baqi, except Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha, they are buried there in Makkah. When we come to Makkah, we will discuss that. So you should make it a point that we're going to go and visit the Mubarak grave of these honorable stalwarts. Today is World Cup. Even the Kala, who doesn't know much about football, she also knows who scored the goal and who missed the goal and what have you. Imagine the media hyped it up so much. I said last night, where is our allegiance? If someone has to ask the names of the 11 honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many of us know? And they ask the 11 soccer players, you will find majority of the ummah knows. Think properly, where is our allegiance? So brothers, when we enter Baqi, you enter with your right foot, preferably on a Friday, otherwise any other day, and you read the whole dua if you know it by heart. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. يغفر الله لنا ولكم أنتم سلفونا ونحن بالأثر. There are many other du'as also. This is the easy du'a. Salam upon you, O people of the grave, that you are buried, you are the vanguard, you passed away before us, and we are following in your footsteps. I urge each one of you listening to this program, it's in our interest that we should by heart these two simple ayats of the noble Quran. How come it's so difficult? Two ayahs, my brothers. One for ourselves and our parents. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers. The day the reckoning is established. Imagine a simple verse like this. So many people send emails to me. My parents passed away, but I have not seen them in a dream. I ask them, did you read this dua? Read this dua abundantly, give charity on their behalf. Lo and behold, you will see them in a dream, inshallah. Our brothers, sisters, biological or Muslim brothers, sisters pass away. So what should we be reading? They have a right over us. We should be making dua and supplicating to Almighty Allah for them. Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman, O Allah. Imagine what a complete, comprehensive dua. All of us should try and memorize it. Allah give tawfiq, my brothers. Now you made your salam. When you look at the right-hand side of the cemetery, you just come out from Masjid Nabawi, the cemetery is in front of you. So that is called Baqi. The full name is Baqi ul-Gharqat. The Gharqat tree was there, and a thorny tree, so they removed all that, and that became the cemetery. How did this cemetery start? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. The first person to pass away, Ba'd al-Hijrah, after the migration of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madinah Munawwara, was Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. Not the Khalifa. His name is Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. This is Usman bin Maz'un. First person to pass away in Madinah Munawwara after the migration. وَعِيْنَاهُ تَزْرِيَا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tears Mubarak rolling down. The Master alayhi salatu salam goes to Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala anhu's Mubarak body. فَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And the Master alayhi salatu salam kisses him on the forehead. Oh son, when your father passes away, your mother passes away, go and kiss them before they are buried. This is sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The brothers always ask this question, and what about the wife? Can we give the farewell kiss? They didn't kiss enough still. So anyway, my brothers, according to Hanafis, once your marriage, once the nikah, once the maut takes place, then you can't touch your wife skin to skin. So you can look at her, you can go down the grave, all that. Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's, they allow this academic discussion. Anyway, brothers, so that was the first person to pass away, and this was in the first year of the Hijrah. Fast forward 9 years. It is the 10th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own beloved son, Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mother is Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed, your son is fighting for his life. And the master alayhi salatu salam started crying. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was there, Ya Rasulullah, you also crying. What did the Master alayhi salam teach us? Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. We don't cry because of death. We cry because of separation. Oh my beloved son, 18 months old. Now I will not be able to talk to you. I will not be able to walk with you. I will not be able to carry you. So therefore we cry. Our father, mother, the spouse, the child passes away. So now we can no more interact with them. Death is a blessing for a believer. They're going to a better place. Remember that, inshallah. So the crying is rahmah, is mercy. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innaha rahmah ya Abdurrahman. That this weeping, sobbing is all mercy. And remember, our deen is a fitrah, is a natural system. Yes, when we cry crocodile tears, kali kali, you know, we've got spaza shops everywhere. So spaza crying is not acceptable. Crocodile tears are not acceptable. But when we cry really out of feeling, so that is rahmah and mercy. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, you take my son Ibrahim and bury him in the same grave where Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buried. What lesson we learn? Remember, you can recycle the graves and bury the people next to pious people. How in life we want a good neighbor. So there also, in the maqbara and graveyard and cemetery, we want someone pious. So we bury the person next to him. See the instruction of the Master alayhi salam. Now we take you for a tour of Baqi. Normally our brothers, when I announce day, when we dare, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, take us to Haramain Sharifain, bar bar hazri nasib farma. So I tell them we're going, so mashallah 40, 50 brothers, Hajj time, all get ready. So I think come, no problem. So we go, I said, see here on the right hand side where it is cordoned off, they got the steel fence. I say the Ahlul Bayt are buried here. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is buried there. Wa ma adraka man Fatima. Do you know who is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 7 children, 4 daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulthum, the youngest daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved her and said, "Wa Fatima tu Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah." My Fatima, she is the leader of the ladies in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. The Master alayhi salatu salam, when she came, sometime the Master alayhi salam would stand up, kiss her hand. Sometime she would kiss her beloved father's hand. Today I address the youngsters. When we address the youth, did you kiss your father's hand? Did you kiss your mother's hand? They look down. Did you kiss your girlfriend? Then they smile. Did you kiss your boyfriend? Then they smile. Inqilab-e-zamana aa gaya. To kiss father and mother has become something we feel bad. And to kiss the boyfriend and girlfriend has become acceptable in our society. You tell me. What has happened to our society? Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. The house is burning with a candle in the house. We put the best gadgets, the best security, the best alarm systems. But the problem is in the house itself. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. من آذاها فقد آذاني. Whoever causes Fatima radiallahu anha harm has caused me harm. She was special. Nevertheless, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, her brothers had passed away in their infancy. I'll come to Makkah, but let me just explain to you one thing now. Where Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried, I was there last week Saturday. Tonight is Saturday also, Saturday Islamically. So Saturday morning after Fajr we went, I'll come to that just now. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried, and in the same grave next to, you will find Qasim is buried there. So therefore you will find that there are two lines there. One for Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and one for Qasim radiallahu an. Hence the kunya and the agnomen of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi salam. So the sons passed away, Ibrahim passed away in the 10th year of the Hijrah, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha passed away in Ramadan in the 11th year of the Hijrah, approximately 6 months after the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam. In Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, Ma dahikat qattu. She didn't smile. She was so sad. My father passed away. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the last stages, what did Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha say? And then the Master passed away. Subbat alayya masahibu, law anna subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. Such a calamity has befallen me, Fatima radiallahu anha, bint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that calamity had to fall on the day should become night. She was so sad. Nevertheless, it was Ramadan. She passed away. She told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and what to do. Oh, my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, did you take lesson of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? One lesson take. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha told Sayyidina Ali, no strange man has seen my body. And when you're going to bury me, you take the chadar and you cover the grave also. No one must see my body because I have parda, I have shame, I'm the daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, when we bury the man, we don't put parda on the grave. But when we bury the females, then we do that. And this was initiated by Sayyida Fatima bint Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, mothers, sisters, the lesson we need to learn. So Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is buried there. Her son Sayyida Hassan radiallahu anhu is buried there. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there. The Ahlul Bayt, majority of them are buried there. So we greet them. Assalamu alaikum ya Ahlul Bayt. They have a special, special place in Islam. The Quran has taught us that. قُلْ لَا أَسَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no recompense and reward and salary, but you must love my kith and kin. Let's digress for a moment. Is authentic hadith in Tabarani. You fathers, mothers, what did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? أَلِّمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ ثَلَاثَ خِلَالٍ. Teach your children three qualities and three attributes. Number one, حُبِّ نَبِيِّكُمْ. You can read حُبَّ, حُبِّ all. Teach your children the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Nanima, my grandmother, my beloved mother's mother, my maternal grandmother, she passed away in 27th night. She used to come to our hometown, Heidelberg. That time was all kaccha homes, you know. And we, all the houses were not smart and polished. So we used to sit on the floor. Nanima was sitting on the chair. She's very old, very sickly. She used to tell us stories. Story of Pirane Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimullah. Story of Imam Abu Hanifa. Story of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Some stories till today I can't find a reference also. I don't know which kitab Nanima pulled it out from. Must be some Lal kitab from India. But you know what Nanima did? She impressed upon us the love of Islam. She impressed upon us the love of Sahaba. She impressed upon us the love of Awliyaullah. Imagine. Because of that, 27 nights she left the world. So brothers, we should understand, it is our duty that we as parents, as elders, we inculcate the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our children and grandchildren. Hubbi nabiyikum wa hubbi alin nabi. And second, you need to teach them the love of the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is an integral part of our iman. And third one, وَحُبِّ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. And teach them the love to read the Qur'an Sharif. Be honest, my brothers, it's already Friday Islamically. Last week Friday was first Shawwal. Now we ate Shawwal already. How many of us really opened the Qur'an Sharif after Ramadan to read? Qur'an Sharif, I will see you next year Ramadan. When the Ummah does this, then what do we expect? Think about it. It's authentic hadith in Tabarani. Then we move forward, we come to the Banatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three other daughters of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anhunna. They have a special rank. Surah 33 verse 59, Allah refers to them. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe the Master alayhi salam had four daughters. And all of them, their mother was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya ayyuhan nabi, qul li azwajika wa banatik. You inform your wives and you inform your daughters. So that is why they are the daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Nabi alayhi salam, we must love the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam. They all part of the Ahlul Bayt. The family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Then we come to the nine honorable wives. Did you ever read two rakat salat for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Did we ever read two rakat salat for Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha? Did we read two rakat salat for Sayyida Umme Salama radiallahu anha? Be honest, my brothers. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is that personality. She reported, narrated 2,210 ahadis. She passed away in the year 57. She was the greatest Shaykha al-Hadith, the greatest personality among the females to report and narrate Hadith. Janaza came, the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith performer, Janaza Salat, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, the personality who reported 5,374 Hadith. Shaykh al-Hadith is reading Salatul Janaza for Shaykha al-Hadith. Think. Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. Each one of them, Allah says, do you know the rank and status of the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam? Ya nisa an nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. Oh you, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like the other women of the world. Your rank and status is exalted. In your houses, wahi and revelation is being revealed. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah says, Surah 33 verse 34. In your houses, O honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala's ayat, His verses are being revealed. The hikmah, the sunnah is being revealed. Because Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive wahi. Imagine. So how can we, the ummah, stand there and we don't even know where the graves are? So we have to stand there with love and salute them and say, Ya Allah, reward the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the service they rendered to this ummah. Then when we come by the corner, we turn right and there is Imam Malik rahimahullah's grave. Wa ma adraka man Malik. Do we know who is Imam Malik rahimahullah? Imam Udari al-Hijrah. Imam Malik rahimahullah is that person, he was a faqih muhaddis par excellence, a jurist and scholar of hadith, par excellence. He never left Medina Munawwara except to go for hajj. He used to walk in Medina Munawwara bare feet. Why? He said, it does not behove me to walk in Medina Munawwara with my shoes. Maybe I step on the place where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, and it does not behove me to do that. Therefore the Shahir says, Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. No person becomes successful except when he learned adab, he learned respect and reverence. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. And no person becomes a failure except because he has no respect and reverence. So therefore, when we take the names of these honorable students and companions of the Master alayhi salam, or the great stalwarts and imams of Islam, we never forget their history. We stand by Imam Malik rahimahullah. I was there now. So I stood by Imam Malik's grave. I said, Ya Allah, you gave him that uloom. Give us a portion of that uloom, Ya Allah. You know who's Imam Malik? Imam Malik was that scholar. Harun Rashid came to him. Khalifa, he said, Oh Malik, you must have a special class for my children. We are the royal family. Malik rahimahullah is Malik. He says, Harun Rashid, you Khalifa, this knowledge, it doesn't go to people. People must come to the knowledge. You tell your children, if they want to come, they must sit with all the other students, and then I will teach them. Harun Rashid told him, Oh Malik, I will take your Mu'atta Imam Malik, I will place one side on the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Quran Sharif, and other side I will place the Mu'atta Imam Malik. I am Khalifa of the time, the Amirul Mu'mineen, and I will impose upon this Ummah, they must follow the Quran Sharif and follow Mu'atta Malik. Imam Malik said, you have no right to do so. Because there are many ahadith that are not mentioned in Mu'atta Imam Malik, and you want to impose upon them only the Maliki school. There are other schools also. Look at his lillahiyat, his ikhlas, his sincerity. So these were the people. That Imam Malik rahimahullah, while teaching hadith, Imam Shafi, celebrated student, is sitting. He says Malik used to come every day with a new kurta. They used to ask him, Malik, for why do you wear such beautiful clothes when you're teaching a hadith? He said, Ta'zeeman lil hadith is sharif, out of respect for the honor of Nabi alayhi salam's words. And then he used to give it to his students, they used to wear it. Imam Shafi says, we should sit in the dars, in the lesson of Imam Malik. Even to turn the pages, we were so circumspect and careful that it must not distract him. So much adab and respect they had for their teacher. So he cried to Allah, give me death. Allah gave him death. We go lower down. Then you come to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Do we know who is Usman radiallahu anhu, brothers? When you go right on the other side of Baqi, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, listen to about 5-6 of his manaqib and virtues and merits, my brothers. Number one, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna wa Shafi'una Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, no person in the world has this distinction. He's married to Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. It's the second year of the Hijrah. The battle of Badr takes place on a Friday, 17th Ramadan. And Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha is very ill. Her condition is deteriorating. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs Sayyidina Usman, you stay here. You look after my daughter, your honorable wife. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba are gone to Badr. They victorious. One share is kept for him, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. He's also considered as a Badri sahabi because he stayed back with the command of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Friday was Badr, 20th of Ramadan, then you find that she, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, second year after Hijrah, she passes away. وَانْتَقَلَتْ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. So said Sayyidina Usman. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, oh Usman, don't worry, my other daughter Umme Kulsoom, you marry her also. He becomes Un-Nurayn. The person who possessed two honorable daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. When she, Sayyida Umm Kulsoom, passed away, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Usman, this is Usman bin Affan, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in nikah as well. Where the imam, nowadays the imam don't stand there for the past 2-3 months. But when you come to Masjid Nabawi, this way is the Qibla, the southern direction. Yes, South Africa is northern, so just to explain to you, the southern direction, the front 8-9 serfs. So the first 3 serfs there, that was extension was done by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Then further expansion was done by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. He didn't go for collection, brothers. His own personal money. Therefore, that mihrab is called Mihrab-e-Uthmani till today. Sheikh Huzaifi is imam for 40 years in Masjid Nabawi. He stands there. Now they're standing at the back for all salat by mihrabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is in the 90th year of the Hijrah, the Battle of Tabuk. Midsummer, 50 degrees. The khajur, the tamur, the dates are smiling in their face. The Master alayhi salam says, every able, capable man must come, we're going to Tabuk. I went to Tabuk by plane. It takes you 1.5 hours. In that intense heat, there to go. Sayyidina Usman came, Ya Rasul Allah, 100 camels from my side. What the saddle? We need more. Another 100 camels, Ya Rasul Allah. We need more. Another 100 camels. 300 camels with the saddle. We still need more. Open Bukhari Sharif. He brought 1,000 gold coins. The Master alayhi salam flipping it like this. Ma dharra Uthman ma amila ba'd al-yawm. It will not cause harm to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. After today, look at the magnanimous heart. They came to Medina Munawwara. There was hardly water. Great paucity, shortage of water. And what do we see? Sayyidina Usman said, he went to the Jew and made a deal with him. Paid a huge sum. And said, this water is waqf for the Ummah. And the Jew said, now I can't sell my water. So he gave the second half of part also. If you go today, you will find this one family. And they are there in charge of Bir-e Uthman. Every day the water is taken out till today. And they give it out free to the mutah, to the zahirin, to the visitors. Sayyidina Uthman, extending the masjid, battlefield, everything is his contribution. That Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is martyred. He's not allowed to go to the masjid. He said, the masjid I extended, you don't allow me. Water is not allowed to come to his house. You see, the water I donated, you don't allow. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Nevertheless, when the enemy came, and then his wife Naila tried to stop them and prevent them, she did this. Her name was Naila. They cut her 4 fingers. And then she's also buried there in Baqi. Nevertheless, then Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was martyred, and the blood that gushed out and oozed out, it fell on his Quran. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah is sufficient for you against them. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is all hearing, all knowing. You want to see that Quran? Go to Topkapi Museum. There in Istanbul, you will find Mushaf-e Uthman. Go to Medina Munawwara. Go to Medina Munawwara, those of you going for Umrah and Hajj. Next to Masjid Nabawi, they have many, many matahif. Many, many museums now. Free. And mashallah, everything written in Arabic and English, so you don't need a guide also. And if you go to the Quranic museum, you will find one big Quran there. And it is 154 kilos it weighs. I'm 100 kilos. So you make me 1.5. Can you imagine how big it is? One Afghan alim, Muhyiddin, rahimahullah, he didn't know Arabic, he didn't know how to write. He said, I'm going to do something for the Ummah. He started learning Arabic. He learned the Arabic khattat, the khat, and he became a khattat, Arabic calligrapher, mashallah. And he took huge pieces of fabric and he started writing the Quran Sharif. They found that Quran Sharif, and now it's in a museum, we saw it also. 154 kilos by the Afghan alim. And then next to it, they have the Quran. They call it Mushaf-e Uthman. I asked him, this is from Topkapi. He said, yes. Nusawwiruhu min Istanbul. That we just made a photocopy from Istanbul and we brought it. So the original is there in Topkapi. So imagine. What a great legacy we got. But the Ummah today, what we interested? We want to check where all the places of eating are. The sisters want to know, where are the latest malls, my brother? You see, many several years ago, when we go for Hajj, I tell the brothers, you must be very careful where you go, because everybody looks same, everybody in ihram. This brother went away. Now next to our camp, our tents there in Mina was Al-Baik restaurant. He went this way to the bathroom, wherever. He came back, everything looks same. Now he's lost. He doesn't know any Arabic, he only knows Azan and Kalima La ilaha and all. He goes to the police doesn't know any English. So he goes to police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. The police say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. He make Al-Baik, Al-Baik. Police say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. So that is what we know. Who is interested in all this? Be honest about this. Brothers, when you go, you have to be spiritually prepared, mentally prepared, physically prepared. It's a journey of love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Those who possess true iman, they're intensely in love with Allah. They're intensely in love with the awliyaullah. And these are the awliyaullah, the sahaba and awliya who are buried there. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala who left such a legacy for this ummah. No one can point a finger towards him. Remember that. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, oh Usman, Allah is going to give you a mantle of leadership. And there will be the pretenders and the deceivers and enemies. They will try and rip it off you. You must never allow them. Stand for the khulafa and always protect the honor and integrity of every sahabi. Then you carry on. We go this way here. Hazrat Halima Saadiya. Who's Hazrat Halima Saadiya? She came when you go to Taif and you go beyond Taif. So there you will find the Banu Sa'd tribe. Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, takes place in Makkah Mukarramah. It was a custom in those days that the mother would breastfeed and then for after that they would go to the outskirts because the environment there is so pure and so forth. And you know, it was a custom. So anyway, that she came. And they said, there's a yatim child. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Did Allah not find you a yatim? Allah gave you shelter. She said, fine, I will take this child. When she came, so her mode of transport, the means of conveyance was very, very like, you know, slow and so forth. Suddenly, when they going back, her mode of transport, the means of conveyance, a camel is going first and overtaking everybody. They asked her, oh Halima, the markab changed? You changed? She said, no, the rakib changed. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with us. Wa inna lahu la sha'an. I have a special, special personality here. Imagine from that time already she realized that Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam, now meets her after many years, takes out his chadar mubarak and then puts it on the floor. Oh my mother, you sit here. This is Hazrat Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha. So when you go, go make salam to our mother, the foster mother of Sayyid Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go further, is Sa'd bin Mu'az. Do you know Sa'd bin Mu'az? When Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala who passed away, ihtazza bihi arshur rahman. The arsh of Almighty Allah shook. The sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how come this body is so light? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you're saying it's light? There are thousands of malaika walking here picking up the body of Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala. Allah sent malaika to carry the lash mubarak, the mubarak body of these sahaba, some of them. Imagine. They're all buried. Imam Malik said, in Baqi alone, there are 10,000 sahaba buried. But what we do? Hit and run, and then we go away. Baqi is in two parts. When you're coming out now on your right hand side, when you're facing Masjid Nabawi on the right hand side, there it is Baqi ul Ammat. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two paternal aunties are buried there. Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha and Sayyida Atika radiallahu anha. The Pupi, the Fui. So they are buried there. So it's cordon off, but from a distance read salam there. So when you go to Baqi, you should know where Usman bin Maz'un is buried, where Ibrahim Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam son is buried. So all this and the great, great scholars. You come to our time. Our principal Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sehma rahimahullah is to praise Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam. Some of you from Durban, Marisburg, your old, your grandfather and they maybe met Hazrat. In 65 he passed away in Madinah Munawwara. They in Baqi, they recycle the graves after 1 year, 2 years. They open his grave, Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam's. And lo and behold, the body, kafan, everything intact. See, they went to the family, what your father used to do? You see, he was a muhaddis, he was a scholar. He said, no. Besides that, what he used to do? They said, one thing we think, most probably this is the reason. He had so much adab, so much love for the hafiz of Quran. This youngster is hafiz, he's a big sheikh of hadith and everything. He would never ever stretch his foot and leg in the direction of a hafiz. Love for Quran and love for Hamilul Quran and Hafizul Quran. You look after my Quran, I look after your body. You see, brothers? Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Marqadahu Mawa Zakariya came to Stengan 1981. It was Ramadan. We were there, you were there. Before the next Ramadan came, first of Shaban 1982, Shaykh passes away. So you must remember these are the people. They made so much khidmat of deen, but they used to cry and beg Allah. How Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to cry. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Khalid bin Walid to Rustum, inna maiya qawm yuhibbun al-qital fi sabilillah, kama tuhibbun al-khamar. And how you love your wine, dine and swine. We love to dice with death and fight in the path of Allah. So open Tirmizi, Mishkat Sharif, you will find. So you must remember, these were the Sahaba. So anyway, there Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Marqadahu and them, they used to cry and see. I saw Hazrat Shaykh myself, outside the Haram Sharif in Medina Munawwara. Two hours is to sit there. You know in winter how cold it is? Big blankets they to put on Shaykh, and he's to sit there 2 hours reading salat and salam to the master alayhi salam. Me and you too, if the police is not there 2 minutes, we stand, we just run away. Amazing. So these were the ashik, these were the lovers. So when you love, then you will pass away in Madinah Munawwara. So did we make dua? Be honest. I said it last night, I'll repeat it. Today, my brothers, when you put me in front, you put Maulana in front, you put this one in front, Sheikh in front, you'll make dua, Ya Allah, accept our Hajj, everybody, Ameen. Ya Allah, accept our Umrah, Ameen. Ya Allah, accept our Ziyarat to Madinah Munawwara, Ameen. Ya Allah, Madinah Munawwara ki maut naseeb farmai. They all become Hanafis. Silence. You ask the man, we can die now, all the dollars are playing in our pockets still, the riyals are playing. You ask the woman, Kala, who tell you Kala? Kala say, shopping baki che. We don't want to die now, what you talking? Our list is not finished. So this time, see. So brothers, Man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil madina fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever of you can pass away in Madinah Munawwara with Iman, then do so, I will intercede for you. Before they were not strict. I'm speaking of 50s, 60s. Old people used to go to the embassy. They ask them, for what you want to go? He write there, Sababu Ziyara, for what you want to go? He write, Lil Wafat. I want to go pass away in Medina. So they give him the visa. Go one way. Umrah visa lelo, Umar barraho. You see? Take Umrah visa and you know you're not going to come back. If they do that now, we all will go there. So obviously they don't allow it nowadays. But in the 50s, 60s, they should allow that. So anyway, brothers, if we make that niyat, remember it will happen, even today. So that is Madinah Munawwarah. Now let's take you to Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is the honorable spouse, wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is 25 years old. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is 40 years old. The marriage subsists for 25 years. When she is 65 years old, in the month of Ramadan, she passes away. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so sad. Abu Talib passed away. He was not Muslim. And she, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra binti Khuwaylid, passed away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so sad. If you know Makkah and you know the history, see what I'm doing here. Because many a time we go Makkah, we don't see these things. You see where the graveyard is, that area is called Hajun. And where the graveyard is called Mu'alla. We pronounce it a bit upside down. Proper pronunciation, Mu'alla. Makkah is at a slope. Where your hotels are, Zamzam, Hilton, all that, you know. So that is called Misfala. The lower area of Makkah. And you go to the graveyard where Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is. So that is called Mu'alla, the upper region. Last week Friday was Eid. Saturday, Friday evening, afternoon, I met my cousins. So both of them Hafiz. I told them, what you are doing tomorrow? I said, no. I said, come with me, I'll take you. So three of us, alhamdulillah, so we went. They said, no, we want to go taxi. So we went with taxi. When I told you, when I announced in Medina, we're going graveyard, 40, 50 will get ready. When I announced in Makkah, we're going, you'll find four or five brothers get ready. Astaghfirullah. We forgot Sayyida Khadija. We forgot the Sahaba. I tell him it's 15-minute walk. He said, no, knees paining, head paining. Lot of stories, you know. Anyway, we go. Alhamdulillah, every time we go. When we came there to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha's grave, now last week, Saturday, I couldn't believe. No guard, no police. The gates are flung wide open. I told my cousins, Muhammad and Yunus, both of them, Hafiz. I said, I don't know, you're buzrooks or what. But anyway, the gates are open. You're not going to get an opportunity like this. We went right inside and I showed them all, right till you can't go beyond that point. So we went right on top and then we came down, made dua for all the Sahaba, then came right by Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha's grave. And then I explained to them who Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. One day Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praising Hazrat Khadija so much. Sayyida Aisha says, Ma ghirtu ala ahadin. That, you know, there is that element sometimes, you know, that you feel Nabi alayhi salam may be praising. Why you praise Sayyida Khadija so much, Ya Rasulullah? The Master alayhi salam said, Ya Aisha, Ya Humaira, Ya Siddiqa, Ya Muwaffaqa. All these titles we use for our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Remember that. Said, O Aisha, she believed in me when everybody rejected me. She gave all her financial support when people were not prepared to support me. She's the mother of my six children, four daughters and two sons, Qasim and Abdullah. And the four daughters, I gave you the names. Inna kanat wa kanat. Remember those words. She was unique. Unique she was, O Aisha. Sayyida Aisha says, after that, I also would always speak good things about Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. But this ummah has forgotten the mother. So what is left of the mother, of the ummah? Today, if a person forgets his own biological mother, then we will see what's wrong with you. Believe you me, brothers, my mother, my father are not that important when it comes to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, or Sayyidina Abu Bakr, or Sayyidina Umar, or Sayyidina Usman. Their rank status is much, much superior and greater. So how come we are so treacherous and so disloyal and we deceive ourselves? We can't go make one salam to our mother? What sacrifices she made? Think about it. From there I said, come, we go down. We take you to Abdullah bin Zubayr's grave. Do you know Abdullah bin Zubayr? I told you after the hijrah, the first person to pass away was Usman bin Mas'un radiallahu ta'ala an. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrates. There's months passing, no child is born to the Muhajireen. Now the Jews were there, they saying, yeah, this weather is not right, you know. Lo and behold, the father is Zubayr bin Awwam, he's from Ashra Mubashara. The mother is Asma, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. And then, from that marriage, Abdullah bin Zubayr is born. Awwalu mawludin lil muhajirin ba'd al hijra. The first child to be born in Medina Munawwara after the migration. So elated, so happy, he went straight to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we made the adhan iqamat, you make the tahniq, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The master alayhi salatu wasalam chewed the date and inserted it in the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubayr. What a sahabi. First thing to enter his tongue and mouth is the luhab mubarak, the saliva mubarak of the master alayhi salam, and the date chewed by the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We fast forward. Abdullah bin Zubayr, we have Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Amir Muawiyah, all that happened. Then came the time Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala and who is the Amir of Makkah and surroundings. But there's war. So, mother's sisters listen. He goes to his mother. Who goes to his mother? Abdullah bin Zubayr. He says, Ya Ummah, the mother is Asma binti Abi Bakr. When she passed away, Abdullah bin Zubayr is buried there, Asma is buried there, Sayyida Aisha's elder sister, and she passed away at the age of 100. Asma binti Abi Bakr, radiallahu anha. So, next to Asma's grave is Abdullah bin Zubayr. The son passed away first, then the mother passed. So he went to his mother and said, Mother, you know when I go there, these people have a very big army. They're going to defeat me. And then they might crucify me. And that's what happened, actually. So anyway, this is parts of our history that normally we don't discuss too much in detail. But nevertheless. So Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His mother tells him, my son, you have to go see the mother's iman. Inna shata la tata'allam ba'd al-insilakh. When you make qurbani of the goat and sheep, and then you remove the hide and the skin, after the animal is sacrificed and slaughtered, then the animal does not feel any pain. You, my son, you go, you are the son of Zubayr, you are the son of Asma, you go as a mujahid, and you face the consequences. Lo and behold, he goes. He took his mother's duas. And then the battle started, and lo and behold, he was shaheed, and then he's buried there. Imagine what mothers they were. They would encourage their children to go, because they knew the virtues. Then you come to our time, you find Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki is buried there. You find so many great ulama are buried there. Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah is buried there. If you go to Makkah Mukarramah, there are three graveyards. You should know this. One is the old graveyard Mu'alla. One is Maqbaratul Adal. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz Rahimahullah, who was the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia and a great scholar also. So he's buried there. The ulama, Sheikh Sudeh's mother and them, they buried there. When you go for ziyarat, you will see Maqbaratul Adal. So it's like, you know, a graveyard where normally the families who are, like in today's society, considered important, the higher strata of society, they get buried there. When you hear after every salat, as-salatu ala al-amwat, there we're reading salatul janazah, this one passed away in Makkah. Normally now, they don't bury in Mu'alla. It's full to capacity. Few times they bury, but generally they don't. Still inside the haram, there's an area called Shara'i. So you will see when you go, all the hearse, Sayyaratul Amwat. You will see the hearse is there, and then they take them to Shara'i. So 80-90% of the people who pass away now, it's in the haram in Makkah, but a little bit outside there, so they are buried there. Abdullah bin Umar, who performed 65 Hajj, and he performed 1,000 Umrah. He's buried in Makkah, but not in the graveyard. One day I was performing tawaf, and one person did something in front of me which was not right. So I just stepped him, I told him, you know, this is not right what you're doing and stuff. I don't know who's behind me, so he tapped me, Mananta, like, who are you? So I said, they say, you see, After tawafin, you must wait for me there. Very good. So I waited, then he came. They say, my name is this. They say, I'm a muhadir in Ummul Qura University. I'm a big professor, doctor, this, that, all that. And I see you, you know little bit, come, I'll show you a few things, which you don't know. I am very good. So he said, I asked him now tomorrow. I said, yes. He said, meet me there. So he took me to Abdullah bin Umar's grave, radiallahu ta'ala. Abdullah bin Umar is buried in Makkah. The house of the Arab is here, and in his backyard, like the grave of Abdullah bin Umar is there. Subhanallah, you see Sahaba, wherever they could get buried in Makkah, they just get buried there. Subhanallah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anh is buried there in Taif. Today you ask our people, you say, I went Taif. I say, what you saw? He saw, I saw the merry-go-round. You saw merry-go-round? He said, no, I saw Sheraton Hotel. What else you saw? He said, I saw a lot of monkeys. For real, in Taif, there's a lot of monkeys. Huh? What else you saw? No, nothing. You went to Abdullah bin Abbas. You talk. Strange. See, brothers, our niyat upside down. Our hajj, our umrah, one day, I mean a masjid, brothers. One day, we went for hajj, alhamdulillah. Allah accept all umrah, hajj of everybody. Now is our turn, Junubi Africa. We are hajj terminal. You know hajj terminal how it is. That Saudi Arabian official, he came to me, he said that the chef can speak a little bit Arabic. So he said, Sheikh, I'm telling you, you Junubi Africa, you got so much luggage, kasratul afish, ya Sheikh, that it will not fit in the plane also. Imagine so much shopping, even the plane is red, I can't take your luggage anymore. So we go with one bag, two bags, and we come back with five bags. See, this is now a good hajj we perform. See, brothers, Abdullah bin Abbas, do you know? Abdullah bin Abbas is buried in Taif. When you go there, you will see the whole biography of his written on the wall. I tell you this incident and I'm finished. My brothers, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anuma is Ra'isul Mufassireen. He was not even baligh, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When the Master alayhi salatu salam performed hajj, walam yahtalim, was in Bukhari Sharif. But the Master alayhi salam loved him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil wa faqqihu fiddin. Said, oh, ya Allah, teach him the interpretation of Quran, give him profound understanding of deen. Said, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when they brought Imam Hassan al-Basri, he's born in Medina, Munawwara. They brought him, Hassan Basri, to Sayyidina Umar, for tahniq. Ulama, Mawlana Abdul Aziz, other ulama, who are here, Mawlana Aslam, whoever. Learn this, they're going to bring the children to you, because you're the sheikh now. So you must remember, learn the dua Sayyidina Umar made. So they brought Hassan Basri, and he's in the arms of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar. What dua he made? Allahumma faqqihhu fid deen, wa habibhu ilan nas. Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of deen and make him beloved to the people. When I went to Iraq, they had a small booklet, kutay. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri al-Wa'iz al-Bakka. Nice incidents of Imam Hasan al-Basri. A person came there to Baghdad and Basra and all these places. You see, all the shops are closed. He said, today is Eid day or what? How come, I don't know it's Eid, how come all the shops are closed? He said, no, Hassan Basri is giving a lecture there. So therefore, rather close the shop to go listen to Hassan Basri. So much love there. Anyway, my brothers, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala passes away. Now is the time, is ghusl. So they gave ghusl. Now the enshrouding, the kafan, takfeen is taking place. Lo and behold, ja'at hamamatun bayda. One white bird comes inside and it goes inside. Sahaba say, we looked and looked and looked, we couldn't find it, so we buried him with the bird. So small, small. My, for me and you is minute detail. But Allah Ta'ala knows best. Sign that I love this person, put the white bird also inside. When you see your father, mother with white, white clothes in a dream, after their demise, inshallah, inshallah, Allah gave them the, giving, give them the highest stages in Jannah. Walaqa bin Nawfal's hadith in Mishkat and Najulsi. So anyway, these are things that we should learn. I leave you with these advices, brothers. Number one, kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. We're all going to die. There's not one person. You go outside, he'll tell you he's 8 years. You're going to die, he's 100%. So what did we do for that? Akthiru zikra hazimil ladzat. We in our smart cars, smart homes, smart shops, smart job, smart comfort zone. I said on air today or yesterday, I said Durban is so good in winter, all the air cons are on also. You must, Durban is a place to be. June, July, kabina bulai. You can't forget if you come outside, it's -1, -2, -3. You know, it's very cold. Yeah, mashallah, it's 25 degrees, 26 degrees. You go Makkah, Medina, now it's 48 degrees, 47 degrees. Mashallah. So my brothers, remember, this comfort zone will come to an end. And that is maut. Peer-an-e-peer, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, in Ghunyatul Talibin, he gave us a wonderful sabak and lesson. So we read that, and inshallah we conclude today's nasiha, and make this dua. Ya Allah, let me also pass away with iman in the Haramain Sharifain. That sincere dua we should make. So Peer-an-e-peer, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, states, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. How many kafan are being washed every day? You hear on the various radio stations. This one passed away, pick up time this time, janaza that time. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. And the person who is going into that kafan and shroud is so busy in the mall, in the bazaar. How is the dollar doing? How is the rent doing? How is the euro doing? How are you doing, brother? All that is extra. What you doing? What am I doing? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug? Look inside the grave. It was the first or second Sunday in Ramadan. We had Q&A in Mayfair. So I was going, Maulana Arafat was with me. Suddenly I received a call. My wife called me. Say, you heard this janaza? I said, who? Said, Zaidan. I said, who's Zaidan? Said, our cousin in Wakhis. Wakhis is a small town there next to Windbank, Middlebury. 15-year-old youngster, going for classes, you know, before exam, extra classes. Lo and behold, accident, he passes away. 15 years old. Father, where's father? Father is there, gone to Aqsa. Prime of your life. You speak to the mother, you speak to the father, you speak to the granny, all just crying. That is death. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug up? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person who's going to that grave, me and you, the days of happiness and joy. My son just passed with distinction, 7 A's. My daughter just got proposed. MashaAllah, she just gave birth. Tomorrow I'll be a nana. Today the auntie will be nani. And all this. Today I just, my soccer team won. When it loses, then he want to swear his wife also. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. So these occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent. My children are excelling. My business is flourishing. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. But very soon you will become history. I will become history. Think about that, brothers. Great, great people have to leave this world. We are non-entities. We also have to leave this world. So tomorrow when you go Makkah Mukarramah, you go Madinah Munawwara, then at least do this, brothers. Go and look for the grave Mubarak of the Sahaba and the great people. It wasn't for them, we shouldn't know what is Islam. Remember this. So at least we show our loyalty to them. Sayyidina Umar used to wear a ring. What was written on the ring? Kafa bil mauti wa'idan ya Umar. Hey Umar, death is sufficient as advice to you. It will strike any time. So my brothers, sisters, children, all of us, we all know that death can strike any time. So let us, inshallah, daily recite the dua which Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam recited. Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O beloved Allah, let me die as a Muslim and unite us, Ya Allah, with the pious and devout servants. We thank all of you, the trustees, the imams, and Mawlana Dawood is not here. We thank him also, our Mawlana Abdul Aziz. We thank the Capital Group, my brother Muhammad Ikhlas and everybody else, that this whole tour of ours became possible. Tomorrow is the seminar day in Durban. Those of you who are going for Umrah, for Hajj, inshallah, some books and material will be given also. So come there, inshallah, at least there are various ulama going to speak. There will be a Q&A session. Today now no Q&A, now we're tired, they're tired, we must go back to Durban. So in that way, that inshallah we can make Hajj, is not that we just go away. Perform Hajj, perform Umrah, perform a quality Hajj, perform a quality Umrah. That is what our aim must be. خُذُوا أَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ حَدِيثٍ in Sahih Muslim. Take from me, Nabi alayhi salam, your actions of Umrah and Hajj. And last point, my brothers, remember, we must learn adab. Sometimes I just cry when I'm there. Ya Allah, look at this ummah. Performing tawaf, he'll stop. Right? 100,000 people, he'll stop. He'll tell his son, then he'll turn his back towards the Kaaba. Hey, man khapla, you know in Afrikaans we say. Hey, beparwa hai. So, he'll say, take my nice shot there with the Kaaba in the background. But he's performing tawaf. Where's the adab? Where's the respect? But it's nothing. This is a tourist resort. We just come, knock around, eat, go round and round. One day the non-Muslim asked me on air, they say, you Muslims, you go round, round, you're a little bit insane or what? I said, no, we the most sober people on this earth, we don't have wine and swine also. So why we go round and round? I can't tell them Quran and Hadith. I said, you see, we go round and round, when your clothes, Mr. Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary, that when your clothes get dirty, then you place it in the washing machine and it goes round, round, then it comes out white and clean. So the Muslim, he goes round, round. مَنْ طَافَ بِالْبَيْتِ خَمْسِينَ مَرَّةِ خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ Hadith in Tirmidhi. Who performed tawaf 50 times around the Baytullah, he comes out pure and clean, so pure and clean from all his vices and sins, like the day his biological mother gave birth to. Everything is wisdom, brother. Today I told them, day in Amzintu, you're going to kiss Hajri Aswad. Do you know what is Hajri Aswad? Is the only place you can say, Wallahi, I'm touching that place which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched with his own Mubarak hands. Is the only place I'm kissing which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed with his own Mubarak, Shafatain Mubarak, with his own lips. Is a small thing? It's great. Ma'u Zamzam. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, he left his wife, he left his son, and he cried, وَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ The first thamarat Allah gave them is Ma'u Zamzam. So you must remember, there was no vegetation, no habitation, nothing. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, goes to Zamzam. Before taking the first gulp of Zamzam, he reads the whole chain of the hadith. My ustad, my ustad, my ustad, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala nuqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, ma'u zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention you take zamzam water, Allah ta'ala will fulfill your intention. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah went to zamzam and he drank. Imam Shafi'i was born in Gaza. Imam Shafi'i was 2 years old when he came to Makkah. He one of his first teachers was African, Muslim bin Ibrahim Zanji. And Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher was an African, Atta bin Abi Rabah. When Atta bin Abi Rabah used to sit in Makkah, no one or anyone was allowed to give fatawa and verdict. A'alam al-Nas bin Manasik, the greatest alim regarding Hajj and Umrah. So nevertheless, so he, Imam Shafi, they asked him, now what you should do? He say, when I should drink Zamzam, I said, Ya Allah, give me ilmun wafir. Give me profound, profound knowledge. We went to ask Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, a celebrated student, who Shafi'i, O Ahmad? He said, Al-Shafi'i kashamsi li dunya. Imam Shafi illuminated this world with his knowledge, like how the sun illuminates the world with its radiance. We asked Imam Shafi, what you did the second time? He said, when I drank a second time, I made dua, I must become a Rami. You know Rami? You're playing cards. Rami means to become a master archer. He says, with the barakat of the dua, 9 times out of 10, I used to shoot, and subhanallah, I used to hit the target. Barakat of Zamzam. And third dua, I made, Ya Allah, give me Jannatul Firdaus. He lived for 54 years. He's buried in Cairo. So imagine, today we go, we're only interested, Ya Allah, I do care, make dua like Abdullah Mubarak, Sayyidina Umar made dua. Ya Allah, I'm drinking Zamzam. Tomorrow on day of Qiyamah, don't let me be thirsty, Ya Allah. These type of duas we never think about. So, and make Khatima on Iman. So inshallah, my brothers and sisters, let us go for the journey of love with zeal, enthusiasm, and true love for Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu an. May Almighty Allah accept all our ibadat. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا وجميع أعمالنا صالحة يا رب العالمين وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين.